You were talking about people's desire to come back to where they had been pushed out of by this flood. When I know a lot of people in this United States of ours, if the going gets tough, they just pick up and leave and go somewhere else. They don't have a particular place is not important to them. America is largely a transient population. But here in Tucker County, I was talking a couple of weeks ago to an older woman from St. George that was, her house was blown away down there. And she's talking about going back there and building. She's an elderly person. She's in the Tucker Manor up there. And what is it about, it's true in many parts of West Virginia. What is this thing about people being identified with a particular place and not ever really being able to leave it? You know what I'm saying?
I really don't know how to answer you, but it seems like the roots up here are stronger than any place I've ever been in my life. It seems like if your great-grandpa was born here and the family tree traces down from, well, as far back as you can trace it, which the bigger part of them does here, I don't know. I don't know what draws them here, but they have no desires whatsoever to leave for any reason. They'll go through, I've seen them go through terrible hardships when they could be somewhere working, making good money for their family. I've seen them, we had a renter over here one time in the trailer, and he got cut off. He seen he was going to get cut off. Well, he came to us and he told us, he said, I'm going to have to move. I'm going to get cut off, and I don't know how long I'll be going. But I'm going to have to get out. I'm going to have to move in with my mother and them. I mean, they're very careful, bigger part of them, to watch and not get themselves in such a rut they can't get out. They will go to hardship. Now, this boy even went to college to be an architect. Of course, he got married and had a kid, and that ruined his college. I believe he got 1 year in. And he's a foreman over at the shoe plant right now. But I believe he would rather be here in Tucker County for $3 an hour as he would to have to leave here and make $12 an hour. It just seems like they've got a tie to the country. This won't quit. When I first came here in 1968, one thing that threw us a loop, there's no young people here. There's either school age or elderly people. That period in time, they had to leave. They just was nothing here for them, and they had to leave. Okay, they started opening mines up around the Grant County line, Tucker Grant County line there, and I believe every one of them came back. I think they all came back. They may have been one or two a state, but just as soon as there's anything here that they could possibly make a living, back they came. In around 72, you started seeing young families come back into the area. And since then, you'll find once in a while they will have to leave, but it's short-lived. They'll be back as soon as they're opening of any kind at all. And I've talked to several of them. It's been to Baltimore, made good money, and so on and so forth. But they spent every weekend in Tucker County, every weekend at home. They never even considered out of Tucker County a home. My home was where my hat's at, where my family's at, but they just, more I can make a living, but they just don't see it that way. I don't know what it is. Wish you did know what it was, because I've thought about it considerable. What draws them here? What keeps them here? But it's just a way of life with them. They've always been here where there's plenty of hunting and fishing, and that's another thing. We never heard of cutting school off first day of hunting season until we came to this country. Now, first day of hunting season, schools, everything stops here. Vacation is involved around hunting and fishing. It's not involved in where I can take my family to the beach. It's when the hunting season comes in. We found many a times we got calls 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, when's the new hunting panthers coming in so we can plan our vacation. A feller up at Thomas told me, he said, they're hill people. born hill people and they'll die hill people. Now, what he meant by that, I don't know. I guess he meant this was their way of life and they didn't want any changes in it. And I think this is the whole story of it. I think it is a way of life with them. I think they're happy. And more power to them, as they are.
This doesn't apply to Fayette County, though?
I don't think. We've been knocked around either in Fayette County, you went to work in the coal mines, or you got the hell out. Now, that's just about what it amounted to. Of course, they had an alloy plant there. Then later years, since I've got away from there, there'd been a few things went in, like long air docks, making the mining equipment, and so on and so forth. But in Fayette County, I found when the bigger part of the men, especially, growed up to the age where they was inducted in the service, I'd say 50% of them never returned after that, including myself. I returned to Fayette County and spent 13 years working in a barrel factory, but, you know, it wasn't the fact that I had to be home with mom, where my mother and dad and my grandpa was. It was just the fact that was where I ended up finding a job. I walked the streets of Cleveland and Middletown, Ohio, and different places trying to get a job, but I came back out of the service at a very depressed time, and there just wasn't no jobs to be had. And I worked on a farm for over a year for $3 a day, 7 days a week, in order to live until I did find work. But I would have left in a minute for a better job. But I stayed, the only reason I stayed where I was at for 13 years was out of necessity. I was making a living, but the hardest, and that was the only reason I stayed there. It wasn't a tax. Of course, it was nice to go home on the weekend. Of course, my dad had died at the age of 53, and, you know, us boys had to help out. There's four boys and one girl. And, of course, about all the rest of my brothers was gone, and I was about the only one there except, after coming out of service, I was the only one back in the state. And I guess I felt the obligation to, you know, be around to help her out what I could. But other than that, no, I don't think Fayette County's tied as tight to the community and to the county as they are here in Tucker County. But, matter of fact, never been anywhere in my life as tight as they are here. I don't know what it is, but once they're here, well, they intend to live and die here. My boy, when he graduated from high school at 17, he left and went to work for the tax department July the 1st for his 18th birthday of August 28th, and he's been gone ever since. Of course, he's been different places. He started out in Clay County and ended up in Parkersburg and finally ended up permanently out in the Martinsburg area. Of course, they work a big area. They work this area here even. But it didn't seem to bother him. But the kids that he went to school with are right here. They went to the shoe plant, went to work, went to the charcoal plant, went to work. They don't have no desires to leave for a better job or anything. They want to stay here. So if you ever figure it out, let me know.
Yeah, I'm working.
Why? But